Okay, cool. What are we doing this time?
All right, Gary, I'm going to need you to...
Okay, cool. What are we doing this time?
All right, Gary, I'm going to need you to take some of this Cottonelle Ultra Pure Soft.
Okay.
I'm gonna bend over here. I need you to wipe something very personal to me. What? Why are you laughing? I'm just
holding. In Rome.
Oh God, Gary, get your mind out of the toilet. This is just my copy of Toilet Kids. It's filthy.
Oh, that's wedged firmly between your butthole. Like I just have to slowly extricate it like a Navy SEAL.
Then two tap.
Yeah, yeah. And then scrub it down like FEMA.
Yeah.
Before it can be put into a Famicom or a TurboGrafx-16. Yeah, and played. Yeah. Okay, sure. Fuck.
I was just going to stop it there, but you just took it and you made it into pulling something out of my ass.
Oh, yeah.
It was misdirection. I was bending over to pick up my copy of it. Well.
Oh, I know, but I know.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
I like the idea of two tapping somebody's ass.
Yeah, me too, bro.
let me find some Starbucks.
Some of that podcast runoff be when you're up in Portland next.
Go. Yeah, I love the idea that we've created this new euphemism for making a number three. Finding a Starbucks.
Yeah, find that Starbucks, man.
Okay,
that's like a solo three. Like that's a three is the loneliest number style three.
That's a desperation three.
Yeah.
Oh man, you will have had to have listened to last week's episode to understand that.
That's true, but you're probably listening to these in some kind of order.
Yeah, in some kind of order, you know.
Yeah, my name is Gary Butterfield.
My name is Cole Ross.
And this is Abject Suffering, the show where we play games that you suggest.
Why are you doing this to us?
Yeah, this is a bad game. Real quick, though, because before I forget, I've been watching Awesome Games Done Quick for the summer, and I watched a speedrun of Ape Escape 2, and there's a boss in Ape Escape 2 that looks like a gigantic kind of like lady sumo wrestler. Like could be a it either has racist lips or lady lips. Like it's either lipstick or like Sambo lips. So it's okay. I was giving them the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
And then these little stars on the nipples, like so either the nipples are stars or they're like pasties, and I was thinking it was pasties. Whose attack is this like goatsy style thing, like bends over and kind of like spreads its ass cheeks or bends over backwards and spreads its front cheeks. Like does like a pea goatsy. Like a pussy goatsy. And I was really surprised. Like you can find it on YouTube, this boss, and it's really distracting and weird. And no one commented on it. No one said anything. Like all these speedrunners are just sitting there being autistic, and like this guy is just, you know, doing these gross moves.
Yeah.
And yeah, nobody commented on it. But we were just dumbstruck.
No, Gary, like, you were watching the speedrun of Gape Escape.
Yeah. That's pretty good. It was gross. I don't care remember why I was thinking about it. Probably because of Toilet Kids.
Yeah, because this is where all of the prurient stuff lands. Or purient, depending on how it may go.
Yeah.
Because we're talking about Toilet Kids at the suggestion/recommendation/behest/demand of Samuel Bear.
Samuel Bear.
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, go fuck yourself, Samuel. This is...
Yeah, go find a Starbucks.
Yeah. I'm glad that someone alerted me that Toilet Kids was a thing.
Oh yeah,
like I'm glad this exists. I think, but it's not. This is a terrible fucking game.
Yeah,
like this is pretty amazingly bad.
Yeah.
So why don't you tell us a little about the plot, Cole?
Well, after seeing what has to be the first instance of full frontal video game nudity outside of Custer's Last Stand or Custer's Revenge. You see this little kid's dick,
like tiny boy dick.
Yeah, like tiny little Bart Simpson intro of the Simpsons movie dick.
Oh yeah.
Man, it's so weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird in the Simpsons, it's weird here too.
Yeah, yeah. He wakes up, it's the middle of the night, he's terrified of the toilet because he hasn't been potty trained. He sits on the toilet and he's transported to a magical land that
it sprays up like somebody threw a cherry bomb into it.
Yeah.
And then he shrinks as he falls back into it.
Yeah.
And goes into toilet, and it's toilet time for Tiny Town. He's in a world of toilets.
He's in a world of shit. Yeah.
Yeah. Literally in a world of shit and butt.
Yeah, butt shit.
Yep.
Yeah, and cock flies.
Yeah. cock flies and butt spiders with pig faces and like turtles that toss turds and like
shit camels
and toilets that toss turds and like golden turds and just poop and pee and snot and shit.
So whenever Jim Leahy on Trailer Park Boys was talking about a shit hurricane and a shit tornado, he was referring to this land. It was actually just a very, very coded reference on the part of the creators of that particular television program.
From Bits Laboratory.
Yeah.
/ Media Rings.
Oh, God, even Media Rings sounds terrible.
Yeah. have you seen the cover to this game?
I could probably look it up.
It's very funny. Like, it's a very cute, like, little restaurant-style Buddha character holding up two golden turds. Like, it looks very celebratory.
Yeah. Well, there's the, what is it? The title screen, it's a guy who's wearing he's like a shit sultan.
Yeah. Yeah, a sultan of shit. my favorite, oh, fuck.
Oh, man. That's a cool for Cats. Yeah, yeah.
There we go.
Yeah. So something from Rock Band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a shooter.
Mm-hmm.
You are flying. Like, did you figure out what attaches to you to allow you to shoot? Like, you're a little kid flying naked through the sky, and then
I think they're toilet planes,
like some kind of carapace, like some kind of shit carapace, like affixes itself to you to allow you to shoot.
Yeah, it's like you're sitting on top of a shit turtle. It looks like a little bit.
Yeah. But when you get hit, the shit turtle dies, and another one comes up from behind and
rescues you before the shit apes come and take you away to their village.
Yeah, village. Yeah. It is so fucking weird.
Uh-huh.
Like, this is a weird, weird game.
Like this,
and bad, but weird.
This is to potty humor what Shoeniki is to like social mores around homosexuality.
Yeah, like it is a celebration.
Yeah.
Like, this is a force for positivity in the world.
Yeah.
It's just celebrating something that no one should like.
Yeah.
Like, there's no problem with being gay. There's tons of problem with celebrating feces. Like, I feel like that's one of those, like, do you think that will ever become I'm just a coprophiliac, like it's normal, you know? Like, do you think that will ever happen? Like, our grandkids like might, you know, date, bring home like a coprophiliac?
I mean, outside of Germany, no.
Yeah, it's weird, right? Like, I feel like that's a good
taboo to have.
It's a good taboo. It's like incest. Like, it's just a universal, like, don't fuck with that taboo.
Yeah, it's like cannibalism. I don't think cannibalism is going to be acceptable, and, you know, like, even
outside
in like
of
a post. Outside.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that there are some things that are just kind of like hard coded. I'm not a biotruths kind of guy, you know. Like, I think evolutionary psychology is mostly used as an excuse to be very, very retrograde in your opinions. There's a reason that like one of mankind's earliest inventions, like on the tech tree of human achievement, oftentimes within the first two steps is how do I get this shit away from me?
Yeah, like animals don't shit where they eat. Like,
right.
Everything is about like getting shit as far away from you as possible. Like, it's essentially what civilization is based around.
Yeah, getting the shit out of here.
Yeah,
cut that shit out.
Don't want it. Yeah, don't want it.
So like,
I hate shit.
Yeah.
Like I hate it.
There are some people who say like, oh, if I could, you know, just if I could just eliminate eating from my life, I would be all set. I can eat Soylent once a day and then just code forever. And there are some people who say, oh, if I just never had to sleep, I could do all this. I like eating and I like sleeping. Mm-hmm. Like, they are two wonderful parts of my day that I look forward to. Shitting, if I could just eliminate the need to shit from my life. I mean, even notwithstanding my, you know, complicated emotional, my dragon ass, you know, the weird fucked up IBS that I have or whatever, you know, the fact that it does legitimately become an emergency in a lot of instances, even just, you know, taking that away, it's just such a waste.
Yeah. Yeah. Ugh. I mean, part of it is like, you won't entertain yourself while shitting.
No, no.
It's like a thing, which I understand. I'm not. You know, we don't need to go through that again. I'm just saying because I don't actually mind it. It is a waste. It's not my favorite thing to do. It is a real risky thing, though, because sometimes it's like it's fine, and then sometimes it's, you know, just awful.
Yeah.
You know, like a bad shit's awful.
It's like open up a Kinder egg.
Yeah, yeah, just like, you know, and it's like the fact that it's related to the inversely to like the pleasures of eating, like, oh, I'm going to go to a barbecue and eat 5 bratwursts. Mm-hmm. Great. And then just, you know, it's awful afterwards. Mm-hmm. Not to get too gross.
No, well, you're paying for the sins of yesterday today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had, speaking of shit, we're going to talk a lot about shit during this. And we're going to find a way to fit into the next episode, too. It'll be our
shit trilogy.
As a diabetic, there's only certain cereals I can eat. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you're a diabetic and you're trying to eat low carb, like, fiber is your best friend. And so one of the cereals I can eat are these, like, ridiculous fiber nuggets.
Yeah.
These, like, brand bud things. And I didn't eat dinner one night. I was out. And then I came home. I just needed something quick. And I ate a bowl of cereal. But I poured it like you would pour, like, a regular bowl of cereal rather than, like, just a ginger amount. And I went to sleep. And I had all these stomach aches. And then I couldn't go to sleep. And I looked up and calculated it. And I had, like, 175% of my daily fiber intake. In like one, you know, in maybe 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And it was rough.
And then there's just like cut to the Osmosis Jones Incredible Journey version of this, where there's just little dudes like sweeping down the inside of your colon.
Yeah, it's just
like
violently.
Power washers. It's a living.
Take that, boss. It was pretty intense. Like, I mean, it wasn't, I didn't have an unusual shit. Like, I'm not being gross in that way. It's just related to toilet kids and
stuff. wanted to share these facts.
Yeah,
you know what I don't get? Poop humor.
Yeah.
like for as funny as it is to append shit to something and, you know, say it like a thing like shit city or shit turtle, like, yeah, that's like, you know, that's a funny little like wordplay couplet. Right. Just because you're like, even though you should expect it whenever it comes up, it's always just kind of like catches you off guard.
Yeah. Mildly surprising.
Yeah. Yeah. Just gonna, yeah. Shit turtle. OK, cool. Sorry. I'm looking at pictures of this shit cock. and but no, just like kind of the whole, I never understood, you know, like when I was in my Kevin Smith phase, and I will always say the mark of maturity for a man for a young man in this age is when he starts finding Kevin Smith juvenile and tiresome, you know. Mm-hmm. But just this whole notion around like haha dick and fart jokes. I'm not saying this to be like stuffy and like higher than you, because I find some pretty stupid stuff entertaining. But just the notion of like the fact that dicks, farts, and poop exist somehow being appended to jokes, which are complicated constructions of, you know, subverting expectations and stuff. Like, I just don't see it like as being an inherently funny thing. It's not inherently funny like the K sound, you know.
Yeah, I will say like a couple thoughts on that matter. Like, one, I think that farts and dicks are funnier than poop inherently. Okay. I think they have more inherent value.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. Like, I can handle a dick joke, and just
can you share a dick joke with me?
Like, I feel like in the Choaniki Abject Suffering, like they're writing the name Choaniki on my dick and showing it to you.
Yeah,
in the beginning, like I felt like that was a funny dick joke.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, like I can handle a good dick joke, and I can also, like, there's a funny poop joke. You know, I could, like, that episode of The Office where Todd Packer poops on Michael Scott's desk and he's doing kind of the witch hunt to figure out who did it and stuff. Like, you can have a funny joke about, you know, most anything.
Mm-hmm.
You just need to, it's just lazy. It's not a punchline in and of itself.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess is more my thing. Like, I would never say I don't understand or I don't dislike, you know, lowbrow humor in that respect, because there's some of it that I think is very funny.
Mm-hmm.
It just has to be, you know, better constructed.
Yeah. So I guess when I hear poop joke or dick joke or fart joke, all I think of is that is the punchline.
And
as opposed to like, oh, now I need to clean this up, or oh, that's a dick right there. You know,
right.
And I guess I look at the Joe and Nikki intro and I think, oh, that was just shocking because it cut it way short.
Yeah.
Oh, really, really short.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Like, that kind of stuff doesn't bother me. It's also, but this, I think that maybe part of what you're saying that is this game is the exact, I mean, like, if you want to give us some credit for being a smart poop joke, which it's not, it's surreal.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is kind of, you know, slightly sophisticated or pleasant, but it's not, like, there's no joke or anything. It's just like, what if there was shit? If so.
what if there was a shit version of everything?
Yeah, then it's like Todd Solondz's Welcome to the Dollhouse. Like, what if everything was shit? Wouldn't that suck? The movie, you know?
Yeah.
What if everything sucked?
Mm-hmm.
It would suck.
Yeah.
That's the log line for that movie.
The joke around this, I guess, is that this paid somebody's salary.
Yeah, like this got made. Like, you go into a store and buy this.
Yeah. I'm sure somewhere in Akihabara there's just like a big bin of toilet kits.
Sure. And yeah. And I bet you it's got that like weird, you know, Japan deification, like the Kusagi kind of thing. Like, people probably take a weird perverse pride in this game.
Yeah.
The same way they do with a lot of Japanese games that we do.
They say only Eastern cultures can taste Kusagi.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're not as in touch with that sense.
I can taste umami. The So shit part.
Yeah.
It's one of the things, like, if I ever have a kid, like, people are just like, oh, you get used to it, it's not a big deal having shit everywhere, but I feel like it would still be a big deal to me.
Yeah.
You know, it just takes me a long time to get used to just like having to, like, you know, and I have a cat, like, and that means I deal with a certain number of shit.
Mm-hmm.
But the I feel like human shit is just worse. And
yeah
and people have dogs.
People love their dogs.
Yeah, and they just, you know, pick it. Like, I'll walk Elizabeth's dogs with her, and dog will take a shit, and she'll just pick it up like nothing.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, I respect it in a way, but it just, it grosses me out.
Like, kind of like, oh, this is just dirt. Like, there's really nothing to it, right?
Yeah.
You know? I mean, if you follow that line of crazy, of aversion to that, it gets back to, like, oh, my God, my vegetables grow and shit, and you know, et cetera, and down the line. Like, it has to be somewhere, and I think that line stops at my hands. Like, it's really where it goes.
Like, touching shit with a bare hand,
mm-hmm.
like, that's where it's at. You remember, like, when you're young, like, it seemed like, as a kid, people just or at least I did, like, you were constantly stepping shit.
Yeah, yeah, dog shit, just like old times.
It just was like a thing, and then, like, all of a sudden, it ceased being a thing. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it's because people have been more conscious about picking it up, or whether I've just gotten super careful about where I step.
Yeah.
But I haven't stepped in dog shit in, like, mm-hmm. years and years.
I have a very distinct memory of stepping in dog shit in a friend's backyard and just flipping the fuck out. And even though I was only, like, three houses down, my parents needing to come get me.
That's very funny. Take off your shoe, buddy.
Yeah, I know, right? Like, I was just, like, dragging my shoe on the grass. I said, well, can I get it off me? Get it off me.
Yeah, take off the shoe.
Yeah. Well, you know, when you're talking to a five-year-old.
Yeah, you were panicking.
Yeah.
Yeah, and probably, who knows if you can get your shoes off at that point.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what age children can take off their shoes.
No, that's a mystery to everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I stepped in shit. Since I moved to Portland, I did it once and got to work and didn't realize, like, why does everyone around me smell like shit? And it was because I had stepped in shit and didn't realize it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it wasn't, like, you know, intracted in there. Like, I probably just, like, edged it.
Yeah.
You know, just grabbed a corner shit. But, like, and, you know, going outside and just... You know, I got a stick. And then I was like, wait, I'm an adult. I'm going to go into a bathroom and wash this off with water.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not like that. That's, you know, that's the adult way to take care of this. Yeah. That's how I wash clothing.
Yeah. So. With water. It's fine.
Yeah.
Cures all sins. I got shit on by a seagull at Disney World while I was eating a Nestle Crunch ice cream bar.
Aw.
Yeah. It was very sad. I didn't have a change of clothes.
Yeah. Birds can shit on you just like any time.
Yeah.
Even though, like, bird shit is fairly innocuous as far as shit goes. Can you imagine, like, if bird shit was like dog shit?
It's like human shit.
Yeah.
Just got a bunch of humans perched up there on the high tension wires.
Yeah, it was literally like just like a baked potato worth of shit that just fell from the sky under your shoulder.
They're just up there reading the newspaper.
Yeah, just floating around like Dragon Ball clouds. Yeah. Shitting through them.
Oh, man.
Angel shit.
Angel. Yeah, the angel shit. Isn't that what they call cobwebs up in the rafters at church?
Oh,
angel
yeah.
shit.
Who calls them that?
Nobody.
Okay.
That's pretty good, though.
It's good. Like,
getting an altar boy, you know, you instead of doing 30 Hail Marys, you have to get a ladder and clean the angel shit.
Yeah, that would be a good way to put it.
Yeah.
You make learning fun.
Oh, man. So Toilet Kids doesn't do much interesting. It's actually a really shitty shooter.
It's very bland. There's no power-ups. You can't do a shooter with no power-ups.
No, there's like one bomb that clears the entire screen.
Yeah, and then you also are dealing with the ground targets and sky targets, which is a mechanic that I'm glad shooters mostly stopped doing.
Yeah.
Like, I do not like that.
Yeah, for my first run-through, I thought there was only the ground attack, you know?
And then the sandals came through and killed you.
Yep.
Like, sandals are the cause of death for me. And I didn't get past the first boss. Like, I got to the butt spiders and, like, could not beat them. And that was it for me.
Well, it ramps up in difficulty real quick for as simple as the enemy patterns are up until that point. It took me several tries. I had to start doing some quick save foo to you know, to get past the butt spiders without realizing I could charge up my main attack.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, you can do that, and it spreads a little bit further.
Poop.
But yeah, I didn't get much further beyond that. So like the first half of the episode or of the level is just trivially easy, and then the second half is just a direct shit wall.
Yeah, there's a wall of shit.
I was
looking at some stuff on YouTube to try to see more into this game, but everything are like amateur angry video game nerd people. Like I couldn't find anything. Like just show me the later parts of the game with no commentary.
I'm looking at a blog spot kind of like entry with screenshots. And you go to like there's like a it looks like the jungle from Commando.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Then there's a there's like underwater world with ass crabs.
No, sure.
Yeah. And what appears to be squids, but instead of having tentacles, they have portly behinds with legs swimming behind them gracefully.
Also makes sense.
Yeah. Urinal submarines.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. A whale with shit piles for eyes.
Oh.
And a big old smile.
I did it in one of the videos I was watching. They got to one of the bosses that was a fish, and the fish poops like fish actually do. Like, it doesn't just, like, shoot out cartoon turds. It actually leaves big lines that act as a shield.
Huh.
And, like, you know, to stop you from hitting the fish.
You know what? That brings a whole new interpretation to the game of Snake.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No wonder it couldn't run into it.
Coil. Yeah.
Yeah.
The there's on GameFAQs, there's one message board post.
Which is
that
like...
is from a guy from Scumbag who just says, "So I took a crap." And is the title of the post. And then a porcelain toilet came out. What does this mean astrologically?
You must have eaten too much porridge last night.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And it just kind of keeps going. But it's the only thing on Toilet Kids. And then one review by Overdrive.
Yeah, which is, again, trying to...
Yeah, trying to be funny and also doesn't like it.
Yeah.
He's got 151 reviews, though. Yeah, but it's even. It's not him doing, like, fake, you know, fake saying it's good or, you know, he's just like, this is a bad game.
Yeah.
You're right.
It is not good.
You are correct, friend.
Apparently the end goal of this, so you like when you destroy Poop King, actually his name is the Great King of Unpy.
Unpy?
U-N-P-Y. Like, Unpy.
Oh, I thought it was U-N-P-E-E. Like that was the opposite. Like that's what Poo was called. Yeah. It was like Unpy, like the Uncola.
Like okay, new euphemism for piss. The Uncola.
Yeah, or like, I gotta go take an unpee.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's so that's the shit sultan, and he's been keeping the underwear god in prison.
Okay.
And so the underwear god comes out and lets the main character, this kid, graduate from diapers to underwear.
Oh. So the whole thing's like a metaphor.
Yeah. of the fear of the toilet, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because kids are scared of toilets.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's this fixture that makes a lot of noise and that takes the most vile thing that you produce away from you.
Like, yeah.
It happily and hungrily accepts it.
Yeah, it is honored to accept your waste.
It is as close to a monster as we allow into our homes, excepting, you know, certain breeds of dog.
Yeah.
Like Pomeranians Mastiffs. And such. Yeah.
This guy is Overdrive guy. Also reviewed AD&D Pool of Radiance for NES and gave it a 9 out of 10.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so he's insane.
So he's unpredictable.
So he's nuts. Yeah, this guy should be on some kind of watch list.
He's a danger to himself and others.
Yeah. pretty intense Overdrive.
That is funny.
Yeah, and a 206K FAQ of that game. Jesus Christ.
Of that game, of the NES Pools of Radiance?
Yeah.
A 2 megabyte?
Yeah.
Holy
What are you doing,
Jesus.
Buddy? This is very intense. This guy is a very special kind of madness.
Are you aware of, like, social services call? Like, your family's worried about just so they send somebody from the county out?
Yeah, you do, or, like, the police will do it, like a well-being check.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We should probably find out who this guy is. I feel like...
And contact a GameFAQs mod.
Yeah. the second you submit... Okay, so the second you submit any back over to 2 megs, they dispatch somebody.
Make sure
it's,
you're okay.
It's built into the API just to check.
Like sometimes, I mean, that's you know, warranted.
Yeah,
yeah. But like if it's for that, it's not. So
yeah,
poor kid.
Man, we need to fix that. It might be too late, Gary.
Yeah.
When was his last activity?
Let me see. A couple years ago.
Oh shit, he's gone.
Yeah, he's probably dead.
Man.
He probably killed himself.
Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba.
Dead. Da-da-da-da-da, fart, dick. Shit.
I'm quickly getting this out of my studio, but...
Is that cowbell?
Yeah, my brother bought me a cowbell.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, for why?
Because he knows I like bells.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Noted bell collector.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Right. So Samuel Bear.
Samuel Bear.
Yeah, go fuck yourself, Samuel.
Thanks for giving us an excuse to talk about our shit, though, I guess.
Yeah. I feel like that this kind of came along at the perfect time because we're rich in shit material right now. Like if we don't mention the word turd like during the next episode, I'm gonna be amazed.
Yeah, no. Well, now you're gonna make it a challenge.
Yeah. Possibly. So what are we doing next episode?
Well, we're gonna be talking about our whiskey shits with Master Chew and Drunkard Who for the NES. Yep.
Drunkard Who's on first.
Yeah. Which was suggested / recommended / demanded by Cameron.
Oh, thanks, Cameron. Yeah. I suppose.
Gee. Thanks.
Thanks, buddy. It's no home improvement. what can people do to help?
Well, they can if you are buying anything on Amazon, go to duckfeed.tv/tipjar. And use that. We recently added a link for Canada. So if you're in Canada, the United States, or Great Britain, you're able to buy things on Amazon. It doesn't cost you anything extra. And we get a little kickback from that. And that goes a long way towards helping fund the network.
Indeed. And if you want to support us more directly, you can go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv and throw us a couple bucks a month.
Yeah.
And if you don't have a couple bucks, it is always nice to throw us a rating or review on the old iTunes.
Yeah. Or join the conversation at facebook.com/abjectsuffering.
Indeed.
Indeed.
And if you have something to suggest, you can do so at duckfeed.tv/contact.
Yes, these games are chosen at random. So if you suggest something today, we may do it next week. Who knows?
Yeah. Well, next week. Yeah. 2 weeks.
Fuck you, Master Chew and Drunkard.
Yeah. 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 So until then, have a good night.
Yeah.
And poop.
Yeah.
And
poop.
Yep. And scat.
Holy shit, I'm going to go to bed at like 10.
I know, man.
It's glorious.
Well, welcome. Me going to school full time is good for everyone.